This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Customers have to be kept happy. They have to be sure they're getting good value. They have to be sure they're getting what they want. Also, and hear me out now, they have to be fed. Let's talk tacos. The price for one of Southern California's most iconic foods, like almost all menu items across the country in point of fact, has generally been going up the past couple of years. Insert inflation statistic here, right? But Joe Replogle from LAist found one surprisingly inexpensive and delicious taco, and she decided smartly that she had to investigate. Here's Jill.
I'm at El Pueblo in Cardiff. It's part of a small family-owned restaurant chain in northern San Diego County.
Can I have two fish tacos, please?
Okay.
So two and two.
Two and two?
Yeah.
Okay. 5, 12.
That's four tacos for about $5. And these are not mini street tacos. They are full-sized tacos with crispy breaded fish, a creamy chipotle sauce, fresh cabbage, and pico de gallo. Jack Solicito heard about the tacos from some fellow surfers. He was picking up a couple while waiting for the fog to pass on his way to the beach.
Just grabbed a couple fish tacos and heading out.
He checked his receipt.
I'll tell you right now, they are two fish tacos is $2.38. It's awesome.
Okay, how and why are the fish tacos here so cheap? The other taco standards on their menu, carne asada, carnitas, they're $6.90 apiece. And the fish tacos are this cheap every day of the week. It's not a Taco Tuesday special. I had to know the backstory.
Originally, our fish taco started at 99 cents.
This is Noni Funes. She manages El Pueblo's three restaurants, soon to be four. She says they first tried to raise the price of their fish tacos in 2019.
They were $1.99 each or two for $3. That was not met with happiness. So we brought the 99 cent fish tacos back with the agreement that once a year we would do a small raise. But only when our guests are okay with it and only when people are not going to be so angry at us.
Funes says they don't make money on their fish tacos, now up to $1.19 a piece. But when people buy them in large quantities, which they do, someone ordered 28 of them while I was there, they can at least break even. On a recent weekend, Funes says the company sold 10,000 fish tacos at just one of their three restaurants. They only sold about 2,000 carne asada tacos over the same time period. Restaurant consultant Ben Brown says the fish tacos seem to be what's known in economics as a loss leader.
It gets those people in through the door. People will want to try different menu items.
Brown says the cheap fish tacos are also an alternative to placing ads in print or online.
It creates great word of mouth marketing. So I would consider it a marketing cost and a very fun one at that.
Customer Faye Gentry says she's been coming to El Pueblo for years and years. She drops her car off to get detailed at the gas station next door and stops in to munch on a fish taco.
They're best in town, really and truly.
Gentry says she doesn't remember El Pueblo's brief, controversial fish taco price hike a few years back, and it wouldn't have bothered her anyway.
Even at that, it's still a bargain.
And that's why, she says, she keeps coming. In Cardiff, San Diego, I'm Jill Replogle for Marketplace.